Parshas Vayakel discusses the contributions made for the Mishkan, the tabernacle in the wilderness. The Torah states that Kol Ish Asher Niso Libo, every person whose heart was inspired, gave whatever they were able to for its construction, the construction of the Mishkan. The Torah tells us of the unbelievable donations of gold and silver, tremendous wealth, an outpour of kindness was given for its construction. Even the Nesiim, the leaders, were involved in giving. The Torah tells us, "Vanesiim heviu es avni hashoam ve es avni hamiluim le'efod v'lachoshen," that the leaders brought the shoham stones and the stones for the settings, for the ephod and the breastplate, for the Kohen Gadol, for the high priest. So most interesting is a medrash that tells us that the leaders were rebuked. Although they gave these precious gems, still they did something which was wrong. Because kach omru nesiim, this was the mindset of these leaders. Yisnadvut sibor mashim yisnadvin, let's the congregation, let's all the B'nai Israel give whatever they're able to do. Uma shechasrin, whatever is missing, what is chasar, if there was supposed to be $10 billion and they only gave $6 billion, anu mashlimin osa, we'll give the rest. We'll pay the next $4 billion. Kivan shashlimu tzibor es hakol. But then they noticed that every single thing was contributed. There was no more money that needed to be collected. As the pasuk says, v'amalacha haisa dayum. It was enough. They even gave more than enough. Amru nasiim ma'alina la'asot. What can we do? What can we do? And therefore they were then able to bring these beautiful precious stones for the ephod and for the choshen, for the breastplate. They were rebuked. But the question is, why were they rebuked? For after all, when it comes to fundraising, this is what's called deficit funding. And as my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yochanan Zweig, explained, the greatest possible donation in fundraising is deficit funding. And the reason why it's so treasured is because you know that you will reach the goal of how much money your budget is by this person. Regardless of what everyone else donates, you are 100% secure and comfortable knowing that every dime will be contributed, if not by this great philanthropist, by everyone else. So why then were the Nesiim, were these leaders rebuked? We see that they were rebuked because the Medrash continues and says, Lefishnis atzlu medchila, because they were lazy. Nechsara os mishma, a letter was removed from their name, the letter Yud, from their name, Nesiim, leaders. Which leads to a difficult question. Why is their rebuke found specifically in the spelling of Nesiim, leaders? If what they did was a mistake for us all, if deficit funding is something which we none of us should do, then it should be considered as a deficiency in every person, not just in a leader. So why do we affect the name Nesiim by removing a letter? Isn't it a problem in general? Deficit funding. So my Rosh Hashiva explains that although a leader does have the responsibility to ensure that the accomplishment of goals are set in place for their community, of greater significance is the ability of a leader to inspire others to participate and take part and have ownership in these goals. The purpose of a leader of the Nisaeum is to inspire others to contribute. The Nisaeum in this story did not inspire. Deficit funding is in fact a very praiseworthy gesture, but it doesn't inspire other people to give. On the contrary, once a person or a community knows and becomes aware that someone is deficit funding, they may lose the incentive to donate themselves. Because after all, they know that their donations are not necessary in the completion of the project. If I take my hard-earned $180 or $500, why should I give that $500? That guy over there who's worth tens of billions of dollars, he can just write a check, and he said he'll write a check. So why am I not going to give anything? Because that person is already willing to give it all. The Mishkan, however, is not just about getting it fixed and finished. The Mishkan is a communal project. As the Torah says, V'hoya ha-Mishkan echad, that everyone had a role, an achdus, together in unity, to build the Mishkan together. So therefore, the building of the Mishkan should resemble an effort of a whole unit, an entire community, not just one philanthropist. And therefore, says the Torah, I will take out a letter from the name Nisaeum, because the letter that's removed is the letter Yud. Yud has the numerical value of 10. 10 signifies a unit, a quorum, a unified group, as we find in a minyan. Since the Nisaeum lacked their ability to inspire and create unity and achdus among Klal Yisrael, to inspire them collectively to give, because of this, the Yud, which signifies this unity, was missing from their names. Today, we have this opportunity. The opportunity for each and every one of us to contribute to Mos Chitim. As we are moments from Pesach, and our houses are getting cleaned, and we're buying our matzah and our maror, and all of our delicious meat and chicken for the Seder, we must realize that there are people out there that do not have the basic funds, the basic money, to be able to celebrate this holiday, Besimcha, with true joy. This is the significance of Maos Chitim. These monies are specifically designated to assist families who are in such need. And to distribute these monies to these organizations, and to do so anonymously, is the highest form of giving tzedakah, of giving charity. To be able to keep and restore the dignity of every family member in celebrating Pesach with true joy. Let us learn from the Nisaeum that it isn't just the accomplishment of the goal, but that every single one of us needs to participate according to our own abilities to reach this goal. Good Shabbos.